The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
It's super warm out there. I know it's going to get cold. We got these storms coming. It was like 70 degrees when I walked out. I was like,
yeah, we're in a tornado watch, so until 8 a.m.
Stay frosty.
So the Omaha Metro, southwest Iowa, it's all headed from the east inside of Nebraska, northwest. But God, it's kind of neat, but it's all covered in clouds. You can't tell. It's not lightning, so it's just hiding in the dark.
Yeah, it's like kind of like
we could get storms tonight.
The calm before the storm is what it feels like. So I guess by drive time this morning, when you're on the road, is when it's supposed to be kind of hitting us here and there. So
I opened all the windows thinking it'd be a nice, cool night, and it was just sweaty.
Yeah.
We're in that, like, is it AC weather?
My husband is so on the brink, and it is driving me crazy.
Really?
You want to go straight to AC?
Yeah.
I'm already there.
He will not. I mean, he knows that he's playing a dangerous game. I'm like, dude, it's April. Like, just slow your roll. And but we have a thermostat in our room. And uh-huh. So this is like his nightly thing. He's like, 76 degrees in here. I'm like, okay, feels fine to me. He's like, it was 80 last night. I'm like, all right, still felt okay.
Listen to that. She has a thermostat in her room.
No, they do. We have two. Because of the way our house is set up, it's an older house, we've got two systems, one on the top floor and then one on the first floor and basement.
76 is hot.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think so. 76
is fine. Are you
kidding me? The windows are open. You're fine.
No, you're not. Fine. You're hot.
And you must have a nice breeze. 76 in my apartment runs hot.
Yeah, mine too. And
that's
then
where you wake up in the middle of the night and you're all sticky, clammy, like, oh my God.
Drinking
you pat
water.
Out and look at the thermostat, and it's 76. You're like, oh my God. Windows go thump, thump, AC on.
You're like, absolutely. No, I could hear that our neighbors, and this was the thing, is that I could hear our windows off of our bedroom are right over where our neighbor's air
play
conditioner
the horn.
Unit is.
Oh, the air conditioner. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And so I could hear it go on last night. I was like, oh no.
Oh, you heard them give up first.
Yes. I was like, don't do it.
Oh, the sweet sound.
Don't do it.
Of the so finally, air.
But by the time Peter came up to bed, it was off. Like, it had kicked on and was, you know, but I was like, if he hears that, he's going to be like, that is it. It's an arms race. The neighbors already did it.
76. God, mine's already on. Screw that. I'm like, mine will be up to, I mean, it was warm yesterday here. It's almost 90 degrees.
It was hot.
So,
I mean,
yeah.
Listen, it was warm.
But you don't like
year.
The cold. You, I mean,
I don't.
Like most women, you get cold. Isn't that weird?
Well, and there's there's that brief window where you can air out your house.
Yeah, and this
you
is
go
it.
You go from being sealed up from winter to sealed up from summer, and I'm just trying to get some cross breeze and new air in the house, and I'm like, just come on, let me
clear it out.
Have a couple weeks of just getting
fresh
it,
air.
Fresh air. You know what I mean? Because you can feel that stagnation that first time you open the window. You're like, oh, man, I didn't realize I was, like, living on the International Space Station and breathing dirty air.
Get all that stink out of there. And, yeah, absolutely.
I found this little USB fan. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Okay.
That I've owned forever. And I found it, and it's pretty legit. It puts out nice wind.
All right.
But it has no guard on it.
Okay.
So I had a little
I had a little
USB charger with like this neat little touch lamp.
Yeah.
I put my fan on it and I crawl in bed and I could stick the USB charger in my sunken chest.
Yeah.
And that fan was 2 inches from my face all night. And if you touch it, it won't really cut you, but it'll scare the hell out of you. It feels like you're getting hurt.
It's a fan, yeah.
Yeah, because your hand goes, nah! And so through the night, it would roll over and go, and start chewing up my chest. I'd wake up. Then I'd reset it. It was interesting. It was an adventure.
Yes, sounds
you're like, careful.
Like it.
Close shave.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like I think it's going to be like a camping setup.
Oh God, that's
right?
Great.
You could be out. You could be in a tent.
Oh God, I yearn for that right now.
Wanted to see him. Like, how long would this fan last? It was going all night.
Oh, gosh, yeah, we have fans blowing. We have two, but they blow at the dogs.
We've got a fan in our room, and that was the other thing. I'm like, we've got a fan. We're good.
Peter's
we're good.
Like, let me live.
We've got
Mama.
A ceiling fan. We've got a box fan. We got windows open. He's over there patrolling. He's just casing that thermostat. 76. I was like, well, it's down 4 degrees from
yesterday. He wants to give in to the AC.
Oh, he would in a minute.
Yeah, let that man.
He would go from heating to air conditioning in a second, not left to his own devices.
I love it.
People live before air conditioning.
Oh, dude, I don't even remember.
I didn't grow up with air conditioning.
I didn't either.
We grew up we grew up in like a brick Tudor household where it was like, you know, you paid up a gajillion dollars to have an HVAC put in, and my parents were like, absolutely not. You're going to private school.
Yeah.
So we just had windows. I mean, that was it. My parents had a window unit in their room. And we had a window unit in the dining room. So on those crazy hot days, but for the most part,
it was
just
laying in bed 100 degrees.
We would sweat it out. Yeah.
In the heat of the day?
Yeah. I don't even know if I don't remember having
go to the pool
one. But yeah, we just rented. My parents didn't own a house. I don't think my dad bought a house finally until he was 45 or something.
But they rented without AC.
They rented, home after home that we lived in Omaha was all rented. And it was like, I just don't remember them ever turning it on. But I do remember being so hot all the time. They just didn't want to spend the money. All right, we got to go. What's trending coming up here in a minute? What's coming up?
Enough
Molly?
Of this fan talk. I know you guys are like, we already switched the channel.
I stopped listening.
We switched over to the AC morning show that talks about AC.
People that are turning it on.
What do you got coming up?
Find out who is beating Apple now in smartphone sales. Beat my show.
Here's what's trending.
So Samsung is edging out Apple as the top seller among smartphone manufacturers. They just took a look at global sales, and it looks like for the first time in a while, Samsung's taking over 20% of the market share.
But we're also brand specific, right? Like I had a Samsung back in the day. Mm-hmm. Once you go Apple, you never. Yeah. Well, I think most of us you never turn back.
You don't
because they integrate all your tech. Mm-hmm. You know, once you have an iPhone and an iPad, they own you. So
my buddy owns. He's a Samsung guy, and he always laughs at people like us. He's like, "You guys just drink the Kool-Aid. You guys are just, you know."
Yeah, and I remember being against it. It was almost being like anti Walmart. Yeah. I was like, "I'm anti Apple," and then. I think it was an iPad first and then got the iPhone. So what's the Samsung device that's hooking them? The smartphone?
Yeah, I mean, basically, Samsung's got like a pretty, I mean, they I got was them all Android just like all
Apple.
The way.
Like what's funny is that Apple doesn't make TVs yet. I know in theory they do, that people watch it, you know. But like Samsung makes excellent televisions.
Yes, I love
and
Samsung.
And we have a Samsung television. I mean, in the way, but, you know, Apple finds this way of, like, talking to everybody. It's the Galaxy is the big one. You always see those commercials for the Samsung Galaxy.
Yeah.
And they make it all look like you're
It's like looking over the fence, right? It's like you don't even want to pay attention to it because you're like, I don't want to know what I'm missing.
Molly, did you say you were Samsung Android or whatever?
Yeah, until the longest 4 years ago.
I remember this now.
Who makes the Droid? Remember the Droid?
I think that's Samsung, isn't it?
It's the Android. I mean, Android is basically non-Apple. So whether that's Motorola, Samsung, Google Pixel, I mean, they're all in that Android family. Yeah. And then
no, Droid was Motorola.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was my first smartphone was Droid. You remember it made that sound?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. I miss my Droid.
Yeah.
Don't you miss your old tech? It's like looking at R2-D2.
I've only had Apple my whole entire, ever since cell phones came out with
Oh, you're like an
Apple.
Amish kid who lost his virginity in college.
Yeah. I remember because when the iPhones came out, we were doing a show, and I started endorsing AT&T, and that was their first product that they were pushing.
Yeah,
you never got to have your freaky days of getting out there and trying out new stuff?
No. And before that, I had a beeper.
Lame.
Pager. Hold on a second, drug dealer.
door.
No, I'm a doctor. Well, there's only two types of people who have pagers.
Yeah, I know. How stupid was that? But I still have that phone too. So
4 years ago, and it was on account of the fact that I was still using Android, but I had gone from Samsung to a Motorola, and the camera was terrible. And we were getting ready to go on like a really big vacation, and I was like, I'm finally pulling the trigger, because that was like, because the Apple that I have is the 11 Pro,
yeah,
and it's like ridiculous. Like the camera is like light years ahead of wherever the Droid was at that point. And then they get you, because I have it, my kids have it, they all have iPads, we have Apple TVs. The only thing
that's
that
everybody.
I haven't pulled the trigger on is a laptop or a desktop. And then we'll be all in.
Yeah, you'll be all in drinking
the
Kool-Aid.
Mac family.
Yeah.
So how did Samsung catch them? Samsung catch Apple?
I think it's just Apple's kind of, you know, we've talked about this before. They keep trying to razzle-dazzle every year by unveiling a new phone, and it's just the same, you know, like they might up the memory or something, but it's not like they haven't recreated anything that's made that I want happen. Okay. So Apple sales are actually falling, and that's why Samsung is
the Samsung Galaxy S24.
God, it's probably more affordable, Jeff. These, you know, those iPhones are expensive. Every year, it's more and more.
Pay attention,
you know?
To it? I mean, I haven't bought a new one in years.
That's the newer one I have. I ended up trading it in.
Yeah, you do the trade in, and you're like, I don't even know what it. You know,
but do you even exchange money, or they just
no? I exchanged one phone, but then they screwed up and didn't. I never exchanged it, so now I just have this phone sitting at home that I could use at any given time.
I just
the
had
prices you know. Look kind of still on par. The Galaxy S24.
How much is that?
You want 256 gigabytes, it's $860.
Well, okay. I mean, that's the opening. You can't have anything less than 250.
Well, they do have the 128, but I mean, I think that's like
for your
kids.
Baby.
Like, yeah, exactly. You're like, here you go.
Even though your kid's going to use all that data, and you won't.
And then the Galaxy S24 Pro starts at $1,000.
The S24 Ultra looks like a spider. It has five lenses on it.
Oh, geez. See, look at mine. I have three of them, and I don't even know what all three do.
It has five lenses.
Why do you need so? I guess I'll do something else, right? I mean, this phone takes great pictures, but I don't use it like I think I should. I don't know.
I don't know if I should.
I don't know. I mean, do you not? I mean, I'm not off taking pictures of everything I see.
I take pictures a lot, though. I mean, and that's sort of the thing is that for me, my phone is less about being a phone and more about being a camera.
So
on
you're
me
a photographer? You're
Molly
a
has a
photographer now.
OnlyFans account. So
she
spends
doesn't
a lot of
guys.
Time on the pole.
So whenever she talks about being on stage often, that's kind of where it
I mean,
came
my
from,
home
right?
stage. Yeah. What? No. Huh?
Why aren't we all on OnlyFans?
Because we're shy.
We have moral compasses that say, like,
shy.
You know what? I'm not going to show all of me.
If I wasn't married, Jeff, I probably would be on OnlyFans. I just think Wileen wouldn't approve.
Oh, I'm sure she wouldn't.
I don't even know what I would do on there. I mean, I know there's other things, but it seems like what makes the most money is nudity.
Nudity.
You can get this dad bod right on OnlyFans.
I'm sure you can find your market.
Yeah, I'm sure there is something. Maybe hands. People are into freaky stuff.
Hands.
You know?
Yeah, you're
know.
Like,
what if
I'm
you
all
garden
in on
naked?
Feet.
What's that?
You're the naked gardener.
I can be the shirtless.
Because you're on your knees all weekend gardening.
I was on my knees all day yesterday, too.
So that would be the bit, is that you're naked, and you find some freak who likes gardening and dad bods.
I need
you're
a
like,
bunch of them.
You meet,
people.
Like, gay couples, and they're like, you helped me and Steve get through a rough patch. We watch you, and then we make love.
Happy place. Go to my happy place. Go to my happy place. Go to my happy place.
Come on. We got a break. Hang on. Big Party Show!
Storms out there, be advised. We're in a tornado storm.
Yeah, tornado storm warning for the most part, right?
Until 8. All across the region, it's getting all dicey.
It's a watch.
Yeah, it's a watch. Okay, yeah.
Warning means, like, we saw
it's something's happening. I don't remember the last time we had storms in the morning like this. I'm kind of excited to see the storm come through. We have big giant windows here. What, Molly? Just, I'm excited for a storm. You're like, pfft.
Storm excitement.
Yeah,
storm in the morning. Yeah. Waleen, the world's shaking. No, I just all of a sudden my mind went to a really weird place.
Like where? Where's your mind at?
Does that get people frisky? That's where mine went. That's where mine went.
That's where you start getting dirty.
If you ever got fooled around, like when those storms coming in or whatever, it feels like people could get a little randy.
Yeah. Great way to...
It's a little darker out, you know. You feel a little cozy.
Have yeah.
Little,
do little, when it's night in the day.
Do a little rusty trombone
action.
Can't
even say it. A rusty trombone.
Your mouth is broken.
Right.
So is my mind.
Oh, yeah. Well, she gave me a rusty trampoline. No, sir. She did it wrong.
Trombone. What is it called?
Trombone.
Trombone. Trombone. What do you, why does you do that, Molly? Like, wow.
Why not?
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know.
So much better than us. So much better than us.
You're the one talking about rusty trombones.
You're always on the back foot. You're always thinking that I'm somehow like the moral authority.
By the way, buddy,
I'm not.
So, Party had never heard of this term before.
No,
it
I have not.
It has a Wikipedia page.
Okay, so it is something that's been around. Okay.
Yeah.
Look at that thing.
It has a Wikipedia page with an illustration.
No. Okay, well, now you've piqued my interest.
Well, yes.
I have to, like, ruin my
browser. People are pulling it up on their phone.
Look it up. Exactly. Rusty trombone. It's a thing.
I think it's a level of intimacy that someone, why would they want that? A. B.
They're freaky deaky,
I think you
Jeff.
Should pay for that.
You should pay for
Don't do
my
it.
My God. Right.
That's not something you
what?
Do to someone you love. That is a one-night stand type move, I think. I don't
one
know.
One-night stand? What are you talking about?
I don't know, Molly.
I
just imagine you. This is awful.
What did you just say?
You heard me. I saw the image. Wow.
I actually okay. have in... In sexual congress once.
You're just impressed with the guy.
What? I can't hear you.
It's a little, it's being very favorable to the fellow.
It's going
to
be, it's obviously dramatized so you can truly understand the technique, but my God. Yeah.
It's a trombone bordering on saxophone.
Or football.
Rusty saxophone.
Rusty clarinet.
Oh, my God. I've never heard or seen something
yes,
like
have.
That before.
Rusty,
no, I have not. I guarantee.
Rusty yardstick. What the hell?
I've never seen that move before. That is... And I've seen everything, I thought. Wow,
actually,
now I have.
A relatively sweet girl attempted that to me once, and it
Are
was a lesson learned. It was to
Are you
wave,
kidding?
It was to wave me off from... Whatever
marriage?
Ideas I had. No. Like, oh you don't like that?
Oh, really?
You don't like that area getting its, you know, approached? Why do you like my, you know? You know
oh,
what I, mean?
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I see what
it
you're
was
saying.
A, it was a wave off of
like, it was basically like you were going in for your own version of the rusty trombone, and she's like, how do you like it? And she turned it around on you, and you were like, well.
No, I don't like it so much. Yeah.
You're like, okay. I don't mind.
I think it was more of a.
She's like,
I like
She's like, well, then I gotta get Jeffy likey because we are not matched.
It was more of a like, this restaurant only has one opening and it's at the front.
Okay. The rusty trombone. My God, that is amazing.
I love it. Simple illustration. You're like, simple indeed. My God. Goodness.
That's the caption on the Wikipedia page.
That's the caption on the Wikipedia
Simple
page.
Simple illustration of a rusty trombone.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's okay. Just so terrifying.
It is.
I mean, I wouldn't even think the page would be that long. There's, like, paragraphs.
Is there really? Okay.
I mean, it's not just, like, a one and done. Like, it goes...
In your mind, Molly, is it terrifying and exciting or just terrifying?
I think it's terrifying all of us.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I need to put too fine a point on any of it.
And I'll tell you, my personal experience, it was over in seconds. It was, no, ma'am, no, we do not do that.
Okay.
That I want to speak to your manager. It was stand straight up. Okay, we are no longer.
Guess what? That item's been 86th, okay? Uh-huh. Like, we are not.
Wow. All right, we got what's trending coming up next.
God.
That's in my head. Okay, what's up, Emily?
America, we need to get some sleep.
Yeah, we do.
So there's a new survey, and it is really telling us to get more Z's.
All right, that's next.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.